Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Great day to you, Kingdom Purpose Pursuers. I am your host, Tresetta Alexander, and I am excited to share with you today's interview. I sat down with LaQuisha Persak, who happens to be a friend of mine. We're in a lean-in group together, and when I tell you, you are going to enjoy our conversation, you will totally enjoy it because we did a whole lot of laughing throughout. We just had a really great time, and I know that you're going to enjoy her just as much as I did. And some of the things that we got into talking about are the importance of having a support group of women, how it's important for you to focus on the journey rather than the destinations. And we also talked about going back to the importance of having a support group, but we talked about the qualities of the type of person or people that you want to have in your support group. And she dropped some pretty heavy nuggets throughout some really great quotes. And so I know that you are going to enjoy our conversation just as much as I did. But before we dive in and I share the actual audio from our conversation, I want to share with you that I have partnered with Kimmy Johnson, the founder of Purpose Driven Women magazine, to put on a conference in April called the Kingdom Girls Rock Conference. This conference is designed to nourish you spirit, soul, and body. We have some amazing speakers lined up on the third, that Friday night. We're going to have a night of worship. It is all about praising and worshiping God together in all forms. So it's going to be music, dance. We're hoping to get some rap and spoken word. We want to use all of our gifts, skills, talents, and abilities to worship the Father, to worship the King. And then Saturday is the conference part where we get into the speakers and give you an opportunity to really connect with one another because the theme for our conference is Together We Can. And so we want to see you there. Right now, you can grab your tickets for $50. And actually, until next Monday, February the 16th at midnight, you can also get BOGO tickets. So you can bring your bestie. We know that when you attend these type of events, it's always more fun when you bring someone with you, when you come with someone that you already know. And so we're offering this opportunity for Valentine's Day for you to bring your bestie to the Kingdom Girls Rock Conference for the price of one admission. So you can get more information. You can register for the event at Kingdom Girls Rock Conference. .com. The event is also on Eventbrite if you want to go directly there to purchase your ticket. You can find out more information there. And we're also doing a call for talent. We still need people to share their gifts, skills, talents, and abilities for our night of worship. So if you're interested in doing that, at the bottom of the page of KingdomGirlsRockConference.com, you can find information on how to apply to be a to share your talent for that. That's about it. So without further ado, I want you to enjoy the conversation I had with my friend, LaQuisha Persak.
Welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I am your host, Tresetta Alexander, and I am so excited to have my girl, LaQuisha Persak, on the show today. Hey, LaQuisha.
Hey.
I'm so excited to have you with me today. I know that we are going to have a good chat because we love to talk about Jesus and your ministry that we're going to be talking about today. I have experienced it, and I know how good it is. So I know that this is going to be super juicy today.
It's going to be juicy.
Juicy, juicy. Yes. But before we get into the meat of today's interview, I like to start out my podcast with some rapid fire questions that just gets us warmed up, and it gives the people listening an opportunity to know you a little bit better, the personal side of you, before we jump into the ministry side of you. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Well, we're going to start out easy. Tell us, where are you from?
Okay, born and raised in Orlando, Florida.
Old town,
Orange County. I represent. That's where I'm from.
And where do you live now?
Right now, living in Tallahassee. Got up here in 1999 for college and was one of those people that never left. So,
yes, still here. I'm one of those people too. So, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Okay, so this is the Tea with Trisetta podcast. I am drinking today organic peach tea by Tazo. So I gotta know, the listeners gotta know, is it coffee or tea for you?
It's definitely coffee. I'm not a tea person. If I drink tea, it's more of the sweet iced tea. So, you okay. know, but I've had tea, but I'm gonna have to go for that cup of coffee, especially in the morning.
Okay. I love my Starbucks, so I got to have my coffee too. But this morning, because I've been dealing with these crazy pollen allergies, I'm having to drink my tea with my honey because I have a speaking engagement coming up and I need to make
sure. Woo, woo. Girl, you are staying booked. And yes. I am so excited. Okay. I'm like every day on Facebook. Hey, I'm here. I got to get some kind of tracking device to keep up.
Girl, you almost made me spit my tea out. Yes. We're going to have, you know how they have the Santa tracking on Christmas for the local news station? We're going to have a Trisetta tracker. I love it. I love it. See, look, we already doing it. What's your favorite pastime? What do you like to do for fun?
I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, if you're really my friend, you know this. If you don't know this, then we're probably not really friends. I love Star Trek. Okay. I'm talking about hardcore Trekkie. When I get home, my decompression is watching my DVR episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. And that is my pastime. If I'm mad, I'm like, y'all
live long and prosper.
Listen, it's all about Star Trek. I don't care what anybody say. I'm talking about my dream is to go to one of the conventions with the whole outfit.
Merch
with the glasses. I already got it.
I didn't even know. I mean, I knew you were a Trekkie, but I didn't know that it ran that deep.
It's pretty deep until it gets into the nerd and geek zone. So I can only go so far with certain people. So that's kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, besides the Bible, what book has had the greatest impact on your life?
You know, in high school, I was in all AP classes, and one of my AP classes, you know, we had all kinds of books, but for some reason it was like pick a book over the summer to kind of challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. And I seen the Root series and things like that, but I actually picked up that book in high school. I believe it was 11th grade, maybe 10th going into 11th grade. And it was the biggest book I had ever read at that time. And that book impacted me so much at 16 years old that kind of started my passion for reading. I love reading. I love writing. And so I would say Roots was very impactful for me. And if you know anything about Roots, you know, the other side of Alex Haley's story is Queen. They made a movie with Halle Berry. So I read the other side, which was Queen. And that was equally a great book as well. So if you read Roots, read Queen. Very good book.
All right. Well, I will make sure to link both of those in the show notes. So if my audience has never read them, I've actually never read them. I have seen the series, but for Roots, but I've never actually read them. So I will definitely have to go and check that out. Last question.
It's Black History Month too.
Right, right. It is. Today's the first. We're recording this on February 1st. This episode won't go live for a little while, but yes, it's Black History Month. So a perfect time to grab those. Awesome. Absolutely. All right. Last question, rapid fire question. What is your superpower?
Ooh.
Work it, girl.
I'm probably not going to say it, but I will say it like this. My superpower, I would say, is definitely, the world would call it being an empath, where you kind of sense the feelings in the room and, and emotions of people. People in the church may call it prophetic, but definitely a superpower of being able to kind of feel what people are going through and able to, you know, say, hey, are you okay? You're feeling good. Can it's something I can, so really kind of being sensitive. And I think we all can do this. You can look at folks' expressions and kind of sense where someone is in the room. And sometimes you can use that experience to uplift someone or kind of just spark up a conversation. So I definitely am in tune to people's feelings and emotions. If that's a superpower.
I definitely think it is, because being able to read someone, being able to read a room, being able to read someone, especially, I know you're wanting to get more into speaking, you know, more, not just in your ministry, not just in your women's fellowship that we're going to get talking about here in a minute, but in other people's platforms. And that is a huge thing, because you have to be able to connect with the audience and give them what they really need so that they, you can have an impact on their life, so that they can be moved to take action to transform their lives, rather than just standing up there spitting out a written out speech that may inspire them, but it doesn't move them. And that's what it's all about. It's about transformation, not just information, right?
Absolutely.
So definitely, I definitely agree with you there about that being one of your superpowers. All right, so let's go ahead and dive in. Why don't you go ahead and officially introduce yourself to everyone? Tell them a little bit about yourself and your ministry.
Okay, LaQuisha Persak. You can find me on Facebook under LaQuisha Simmons Persak. Simmons, my maiden name. My ministry is The Journey, a women's fellowship. And basically that ministry was officially started in December of 2013. But even before that time, you know, I have been teaching Bible studies. Me and my husband has co-led small group meetings. But Bible study for me has always been a special passion. You know, some people, you know, within the fivefold ministry gifts, you have those evangelists, those preachers, they can preach the house down, you know. But for me, now I will say this, I like to run and shout. So I got to be somewhere where I can do those things. But to teach the word, that's where that growth is. That's where the fruit of the Spirit is developed. And so with the Bible study being my passion, that's sort of where the ministry sort of blossomed from there. Because what happened was, sometimes you'll get your pastor as well. So you know how you get the bits and pieces sometimes on Sunday or, you know, Wednesday night Bible study. But us as spiritual beings, as Christians, we need that meat of the word. We have to get in there and digest it. So my passion for the journey comes from studying the Bible and from those words of life. I'm able to walk in my purpose. And the name The Journey came from, basically, at a certain point, I was like, Jesus, I've been saved. I've been doing this walk for so long. Like, you expect to get to a certain point, you know, whether you've been 10, 20 years. And one day the Holy Spirit said, this is a journey. You're never going to reach a destination until you die and go to heaven. Then that'll be the final destination. Hopefully that's where we want to go. But this life is about a journey. And God started to show me that it's not all about just trying to get to the next step, the next achievement in life, the next goal, but it's also about enjoying the journey, enjoying the to a walk. And I actually just had a Bible study this past weekend called Can You See It Now? And that scripture was about the two disciples after the resurrection. One name was Cleopas and the other one was unnamed. And they actually had a 7-mile journey. And that whole time, Jesus was with them and they did not even know it. They didn't even see it, you know? And so that's what God started to show me. You're so focused on where you're going that you're missing the walk. And that's really what this ministry is about.
That is so powerful. So, so powerful. I've never, even though I've heard people, ministers teach on that passage, even my husband has taught on that, but I've never heard anyone bring out the fact, you know, like they always talk about it from the passion and like his resurrection and all that, that perspective, but I've never heard anyone bring out the fact that Jesus was right there among them. And they were so focused on where they were going that they weren't able to discern that he was among them. He was right there along with him in the journey.
Yeah, I don't want to preach it again, but I absolutely will, sis. But it fires me up so much because you're missing something so great that's right in front of you. Talking about what happened. Oh, didn't you hear what happened these last 3 days? And this is, and we're on our way here. And God is like, I'm talking to you right now. And guess what Jesus did? Don't run.
What'd he do?
He gave them a Bible study. He said, let me explain to you, since y'all so fired up about what. And it says he began with Moses through the prophets, explaining to them the scriptures. And he said, didn't you know that the Christ must suffer? Y'all up here getting mad because you think I died, but first of all, I'm right here talking to you. So he actually used that moment, that 7-mile journey, to give them a Bible study.
Wow. Wow, to teach.
Thank you, Jesus.
to teach.
When you start getting into Bible study, it really starts to ignite my passion, because it's just like you said, the Bible is the living word. You can read the same scripture 100 times. You're going to get
something. Yes. You know what? And you know what you reminded me of too is Mary and Martha, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Martha was so concerned about Mary helping her do all the things, right? All the things are prepared. And Mary's like, no, Jesus is in the house. And wherever Jesus is, that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to soak up all that I can while he is here instead of doing all this other stuff. And I think that we get like that in ministry. We get like that in our careers. We get like that in our business, that we're so focused on doing all the things for him that we forget to spend time with him.
You're preaching now.
Come on now.
And this is what T.D. Jakes said. Was it T.D. Jakes or was it Matthew Stevenson? I can't remember, but I listened to both. But one of them said that God did not make us to be human doings. He made us to be human beings.
Wow.
And that's the thing, sis. We are so focused on, oh God, what am I called to do? What did blah, 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 which is fine. I'm all for that. But we are human beings. We are not doings. And even though faith without works is dead, we forget that faith part. We forget that part that says, you know what? I'm doing all this work. That's why the Bible says a lot of people going to say, Jesus, didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do that in your name? And the Bible says, matter of fact, I never knew you, to be perfectly. I appreciate what you did for me. But I don't know yet. So that's the thing, that this is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. Girl.
Listen, you get me talking about Jesus.
I already knew before we were. soon as you said yes to being on the show, I already knew. I said, oh, this is going to be good. Because, you know, whenever we get together, we be popping off. So,
you know, we be popping off, sis, and we be in the text message and just the encouragement that us as sisters give each other. I mean, one day I was having I don't even know what I was having. And, you know, we're in a group of a couple women that encourage each other pretty much at least once a week. Somebody's there saying something, sharing a sermon, a message, and one day, I don't know, the devil was like, I'm gonna get you today, LaQuisha. And I got in that thing, I said, listen, one of y'all, somebody need to come pray with me right now. I was like, who's available? I don't even care. Trisette's like, I'm here, sis. Man, we got on that phone. Sis talked me up something really good. So I just appreciate that. And us as sisters have to do more of that for each other, you know? Yeah. And so I appreciate that. We pray for each other. We encourage each other. And that actually means something to me, you know, and everybody. So,
you know what, let's talk about that, because that's something that has been coming up a lot lately. I was on there's a local radio program, for those of you who are not in Tallahassee, called The Real Talk with Judy Show. And I was on her show twice, 2 weeks in a row. And then just this week, another lady, another one of our sisters who's in the same lean-in group that LaQuisha was just talking about, was on the show. And the conversation, while the focus was not there, the conversation naturally drifted to this whole concept of collaboration and working together, and how important it is for us as women, for us as believers, for just us as human beings to encourage, support, and uplift one another rather than competing against one another. Mm-hmm. So what does having a sisterhood, what does having a group of women who encourage and support you, what does that do for you? How does that help you?
I'm telling you, it helps a lot, because it's not the norm, to be frank. It's not the norm. And it's so sad that women compete so much against each other. You know, you have women that say, oh, you know, I don't like girls. I don't hang with women. They this, they that, you know, and it's like, but you're a woman. But it takes a lot, you know, to bring forth an olive branch. It takes mm-hmm. a lot to say, you know what, I'm gonna be here for you. This, you know, you can't trust everybody, but for me, it's a safe place. And for a lot of us, our leaders, whether we want to be or not, and this is why I really enjoy this lean-in group that we have, is because I can tell you right now, there is an extremely short list of people I can call when I need prayer, or I need someone to talk me up something good, you know. But for me, it's an encouragement. It serves as a confirmation. It serves that, you know, I'm on the right track, or when I'm on the wrong track, I can get back in. It serves as a place to vent frustrations. You know, sometimes when people look up to you, I can tell you at least once a week, at least once, somebody somewhere, they don't even have to live in my same city, is gonna call me, text me, DM me, IM me, or something about prayer, or can you be praying on this, or can you be praying on that? And so if I have a bad day, because there are days when I want to cuss somebody out that don't have nothing to do with the word of God, you know, you can't just go on Facebook and say, oh my God, child, such and such did this today, child, blah, blah, blah. I have to be able to say, you know, let me call one of my sisters who I can trust and say, girl, let me tell you about my day. Okay. Yeah. For me, it has been a safe place where I can be me.
Yeah.
And that's important to me.
Yeah. It really is, because if you keep that stuff kind of bottled up, and plus, we, you know, both of us are married, you don't want to dump all this stuff on your spouse all the time also. And plus, our husbands, they're fixers, right? So when someone has wronged us, they want to, like, it upsets them to the point where they want to go get justice for us. And sometimes it's not about that we want them to make it right for us. It's just we want to get it out so that we don't harbor it, so that we don't get into bitterness, so that we don't get into strife, so that we don't get into hatred and all those negative things. We want to be able to get it out, Clint, you know, release it so that we can go on and do what we're supposed to do. You know, and I am a strong believer. I talk about it all the time. I share that African proverb that I've been clinging to for the last several years, which is, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And so when you have a group of people who are surrounding you who are encouraging you, that are uplifting you, praying for you, holding you accountable, exactly, calling you on the carpet when you're in the wrong, and telling you, you know, not just being, not just agreeing with you because mm-hmm. you're friends or because you love one another, but are willing to say, no, LaQuisha, or no, Tresetta, you were yeah. in the wrong on that. You need to go back and get that right. And that's mm-hmm. important. And that's, you know, that's what the lean in group
yeah.
for me has been, and the promoting one another. Because yes. a lot of times we feel like, you know, we won't toot our own horn, mm-hmm. right? We'll just yeah. you know, be like, oh, it's no big deal. And it really is a big deal. And one of our sisters would be like, hey, y'all, so-and-so yeah. is doing this. We know that she's not gonna toot her own horn. So I'm gonna toot it for her too. Right. Exactly. And I think that's really important. What are let's talk about what are some qualities, but you know, having said that, because you were saying, you know, you can't trust everyone, you can't pour out, you know, all of that kind of stuff, yeah. your intimate stuff to just anyone. What are some of the qualities that you look for in your community, or what are some of the qualities you think we have within our lean-in group?
Well, one thing I think we have is the realness. We have, I think everybody in our group, I believe 1, 2, 3, 4, is it five in that group?
Yes, five of us.
That group in particular, I mean, you just have women doing amazing things, and everybody's personalities is different. Their strengths and gifts are different. But what's the center is the word of God. I remember we really jumped off on some stuff during Pastor Michael Todd's Crazy Faith. Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was lit.
It's about 15 sermons in that series. But it, I don't know who shared it first. Maybe it was LaShawn or somebody. I can't remember. But that series, I mean, our group was on fire. We was
we're going to take the world.
Yeah. So I finished the message. I finished all of them. So, but I would say, you know, that group that we have, I don't know where it will go or what it would lead to, but you know, it's still going strong. We encourage each other. It has been a blessing to me. I mean, for me, I think all women need something like that. It doesn't hurt, like you were saying, to share what someone else is doing. I can tell you, when I started my ministry officially back in 2013, let me tell you, Facebook, everybody will make a Facebook page now. They don't even care. But back then, for me to make a Journey Facebook page in 2013, like, I struggled on pressing that publish button. When I got 25 likes, I'm talking about 25. I thought, like, oh Jesus, 25 people like my page. No, I'm not even joking.
I know.
But sis, when you're talking about support, it's so easy to like someone's status. Now, if they're saying the devil is Lord, of course, you don't want to like that. But to like their status, to share their status, you know, if I miss something on Facebook, someone to say, hey, y'all saw what Tresetta was doing here, or somebody will put in, hey, this person has gotten an award, and we're all, you know, happy face emojis supporting each other. Because at the end of the day, if your own friends can't support you, if your own friend, listen, I'm liking everybody's statuses all day. You know, if I'm on Facebook, that's because I know what, number one, logistically, it helps that person's post stay in the news feed. Okay, right. So that's just a practical application. You know, it helps them get their message out. So it's nothing to share if you want. It definitely doesn't hurt to like. It definitely doesn't hurt to love it. It definitely doesn't hurt to get up in somebody's comments and say, oh, wow, congratulations.
Right.
You know, or even if you can't come to the event, you know, hey, y'all, I'll be there. So I think in those practical terms, that's how we can support each other. And so that's what I want to do in the community. And I was blessed by LaShawn Gordon was on Dr. Judy the other day, and they were talking about those real applications. You know, how do you connect with the community?
Yeah.
I've been trying when I can to hit up the Women's on Wednesdays events at the Dami Station. when I can get there. That's not a spiritual, that's not a Christian event, but it's supporting other women. So right. It's things like that where you can get connected into the community and kind of learn what's going on.
You know what? You said something really key there. And just because you can still support someone, even if you can't get to the event. So mm-hmm. then you can, you know, all right. You mentioned earlier how my schedule is cray, right? I am booked.
Yeah.
I'm already booked all the way out into, I have a pocket May, I'm free, but my whole first half mm-hmm. of 2020 is already booked.
Yeah.
And so I can't get to everything. As people are starting to share events now, I'm having to turn things down because I'm already yeah. booked up. But that doesn't mean I can't share exactly. their event. Me sharing their event does not take away from the event that I'm hosting or the event that I'm participating in. It gives options. It gives opportunities. And that's, you know, that's one of the easiest ways that we can support one another.
Okay.
And I just want to pull out a couple of the qualities that I just from as you were talking. So, because the question that I was asking was about what qualities do you think we have in our group? And one, the first one was you mentioned the word of God. And so there, find a group of people with a common belief system, right? So that's what, you know, that's what I took out of that is that, you know, our foundation is the word of God. And of course, this podcast, my podcast, is geared towards believers, but there may be people who listen who don't share the same beliefs that we do. So find a group of people with the common belief system so that you're coming from the same perspective. I also pulled out of that, find a group of people who have a true heart of support, right?
Yeah.
That no matter, you know, that they're going to support you, even if they can't be there in person, they're going to find a way to support
yeah.
you. They're going to mm-hmm. find a way to promote you. And then also, find people who will also hold you accountable, right?
Yeah.
You know, that'll check in and be like, hey, how are things going with, your such and such? How are things going with it? You know, asking about the progress. And
yeah.
like, you need to get on that. You need to do
exactly.
that. You need to put that out there. And so it goes beyond support to accountability. Is there anything else that you would want, that you would add to that list of qualities?
I think that's pretty good.
That's a good core. I definitely think that's a good core.
They don't have to be Christian. They don't have, like you said, they don't have to be. Some of my good people I can fight into, I mean, they're not, you know, running down the street, you know, praising God. But if I need them, if I need something, I can call them. You know, find people that you can talk to that can support you. And I would add to that, be a mentor. Even though all of us are the same age within that group, you know, it doesn't mean that somebody doesn't have more experience than you.
Right.
One area or the other. Before we went live, I was just telling you, you know, like, this is my first like podcast like ever, so thank God. But I was like, how did you learn how to set up all the technology and all this kind of stuff, and you taught yourself? So in that, you could be a mentor to me, like, okay, what if I want to learn how to do this kind of thing?
Right.
So within that group, you have a lot of mentors, you have business owners in that group, you have ministry leads in that group, you have women who are moderators of their own Facebook groups with hundreds of people in there. So we have, I think amongst ourselves, we have some pretty good mentors amongst each other.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with you there. All right, well, let's segue, kind of re-navigate back to the journey, to your ministry. I definitely believe that is something that God put in your heart to do, that he called you to do, based on my experiences with you and the ministry, as well as what you shared, the story that you shared earlier, because I did not know that backside of the story. So what are some of the things that you've had to overcome in order to step into this calling, your purpose?
The biggest thing has been myself.
Come on now.
Thank you. the self-doubt, the self, like, Lord, why me? Am I important to be doing this? You know, everybody doesn't know me. Everybody has a women's ministry, you know, that type of thing. I would say fear and doubt has been overwhelming. I would literally say and I started in 2013, so we're 2020 now, which is approximately 7 years, you know, since the last 2 years, I'm telling you, I've basically had to let my fears go, or as Joyce Meyer say, do it afraid, and really get to a point of believing in myself. Because at the end of the day, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will believe in you. I spent years trying to get people to acknowledge my gifts, acknowledge my call, which isn't wrong. You know, you don't want to be out of order and not know what's, you know, what you're supposed to be doing. But I can tell you, Tresetta, not believing in myself, that got old so quick. Like, it was detrimental to me moving forward. I mean, before I would make it an event or a Bible study, I would text my friends, hey, before I make this day or set, can y'all make it? You know, is this day good for you? You know, that can run a person crazy. God was like, listen, you do all that and the people still not gonna come.
That's real. That is so real.
Still not gonna come. You know, so God said, you know what? I'm giving you a message. You set the date, you set the time. Now, one thing I can tell you about Journey events, not too much. We've had some special occasions, but I purposely try to do them outside of a church setting. It's open to all Christian women of all denominations or no denominations. You don't even have to know Jesus. You come to this meeting, you're going to be blessed regardless. But in that, God said, you set the message, or God gives me the message. You set the day and the hour. Whoever comes, that's who was supposed to be there.
Exactly. That's who's
gonna be blessed. I don't care if it's, I have talked to one person. I have had set up Bible studies and spent hundreds of dollars on food and not one person came. So me and my husband and child had leftovers for the rest of the week, you know, but in that, it's freeing to not be working around what everybody else is doing. But once I got over that fear and doubt, my gifts of teaching, which I have a natural teaching gift. I was a teaching or a teacher by profession, elementary education degree from Florida State University. So go Noles, child. I'm telling you. So it's my natural gift is teaching. So when my passion and the Holy Spirit gets mixed with the Bible, then you're talking about an on fire. That's why if anybody knows, my emojis is fire, fire, fire. It's three fires. One for the Father, one for the Son, and then one for the Holy Ghost. So that's when y'all see those three fires, that's exactly what that means. But so I would say that has been the biggest thing, getting over fear and doubt from myself. And what I said, God, you gave this to me. You gave this to me. I can't really at this point worry about what nobody else got to say me. And now I feel so much freer. The gifts are flowing so much smoother. Yeah. People are becoming attracted to me now because I'm not in self-doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good, because I think that is the number one thing that people face when they are attempting to launch out to do anything, whether it's start a business, start a ministry, start a speaking career, or even seek a promotion, anything. It's that self-doubt. And I love what you said. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will believe in you either. And people can sense that. People can sense when you are not sure, they pick that up. Mm-hmm. And so if you're shaky and you're not sure, they're not going to be sure either. And one of my coaches always says, a confused mind doesn't buy, right? Or a confused mind doesn't commit. So if they're confused, if they're unsure, then they're not going to commit to whatever it is that you're quote unquote selling.
Exactly. So
whether it's you're trying to sell yourself or a job, whether you're trying to sell a product or service, people are not going to buy it if you aren't convinced yourself. And so I love that you finally, that you stepped into believing in yourself and showing up anyway, because I started looking at it this way. Look, the Lord started dealing with me about what success is and what success really looks like in Him. And a lot of times I think we get caught up because God gives us something to do. And we think that when we go and do it, it's going to look a certain way because He ordained it, because He instructed us to do it. And so we get this picture of what it's going to look like. Oh, I'm going to hold this Bible study and I'm going to have like 50 people there. It's going to be awesome. And then you do it and spend all this money and you end up with nobody showing up. And a lot of people will say that's a failure, that, oh my gosh, I miss God or whatever. And no, it's, did you do what God instructed you to do?
Exactly.
If you did what He told you to do, then it was success. Yeah. Whether zero people showed up, whether one person showed up or 100,000 people showed up, it was a success because you did what He told you to do and not necessarily what you expected it to look like. It's because you did what He told you to do.
Exactly. You're right. And that's like what you said, that we have to understand what we think is success is not what God thinks is success. Right. What we're looking at, and I'm gonna tell you, sis, my biggest thing was getting my eyesight off of the external, because we look at a lot of external things that to determine whether we're successful or not, whether we're doing what's right or not. And for me, and for a lot of us that are tasked or gifted or anointed to help other people, a lot of our stuff is internal. Okay. Yeah. A lot of what God is doing in us is internal, that can't be seen. It is in a voice recognition. It is in a text message. It is in speaking life to someone. It is a lot of behind the scenes stuff. Everything nowadays, I think what's messing us up is that the microwave generation of thing now. Okay, you may be called to be a prophet, or you may be called to be a teacher or start your own business. But the thing is that it's not going to happen instantly, because put everything on. Like I said, my journey page has been on there since December of 2013. And I don't have 1,000 followers, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have 25 either anymore. Yeah. It has been a literal journey. It has literally been a growth process. And what I was just speaking to the women about, I ain't been saved 2, 3, 4 years. I started following God in the year of 2000, approximately 20 years ago from today. Have been teaching Bible studies, small groups, didn't even know what a small group was, okay? Facebook and all that stuff had just came out. I didn't know anything about that, sis. What I said was, hey, y'all want to come to my apartment at that time in college and study the Bible and let's walk through the scriptures. So you're talking about someone who has literally been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years. And has still not seen fully everything that God has shown me. So when we're talking about the journey, when we're talking about sowing seed, when we're talking about, you know, purpose and not giving up, that's what this is about. This is a faith journey.
Yeah.
This is not, and like I was saying, I was talking to a pastor yesterday on the phone and we were talking and I said, you know what? It's real out here in these faith streets. It is real.
It is.
Okay, turn to his real talk. It is real out here, sis. This ain't easy. You know, people say, oh, y'all Christians, you know, you just falling on something easy. It's better to believe in it. Now, if you want to believe what you want to believe, that's fine. But it is hard
to
believe in something you cannot, or someone you cannot physically see, but know is real because He has shown me.
Yes.
So this ain't for the weak of heart. You will be devastated in life at times. You will be heartbroken. You will be disappointed in life.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know that you are believing in a God who will always uphold. And I can tell you this, God ain't never failed me. It has been times where I've been devastated, but I forgot what the scripture was. Jesus said, you don't know what I'm doing right now, but one day you will.
Yes.
You know, today, tomorrow, or when you get in the glory suite by and by, one day you will know. And so this is about strength. This is about succeeding in life, having life and more abundantly, being able to say, God, you know what? I'm sick of living this way or living that way, but I, you know what? I'm gonna give it to you. I know who I am. If nobody else knows, the greatest revelation in life is that you know who you are and can't nobody tell you that. And that has been a long journey for me because being a peculiar child, I would say, very quiet, very timid, you know, naturally introvert. People that know me will say that's not true. But if you really know me, you know I'm an introvert. I always felt different on the inside and I really could not understand why, you know what I'm saying? And I would be like, God, you know, and I was wondering like, if I did one thing wrong, somebody was going to find out. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? So for me to be honest, to say, I have to, because you're going to find out anyway, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, so I don't know. I probably got off on a tangent, but for me, this great journey has been knowing myself and knowing who I am in God.
Yeah.
Still learning.
Absolutely. 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 I love what you just said. The greatest revelation in life is to know who you are, right? Who is that person that God created you to be, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you know who you are, then you can step into all he has for you.
Yes.
You can't, no one can convince you. Once you know, no one can convince you that you can't do something that they say you can't do. Please. No one can convince you that you can't be who God says you are, right? Because a lot of times we have people in our ear, you know, wanting to tear us down or saying that you can't, oh, you can't do that, because they know your past, but they don't know who you are.
Exactly.
Like the true essence, they haven't tapped into the true essence of who you are. And once you do that, then there's nothing anyone can say to you that will convince you otherwise. And so that is so deep. That's so deep, so deep. Listen, what advice would you give? You know, you have stepped into who you know, knowing who you are in him. What advice do you have for other people who might want to launch a business or launch a ministry or do something great for the kingdom of God?
My advice would be, it may sound cliche, but you got to really pray. You really, really, really got to pray. You really got to seek his face. You really got to say, God, you know, and the answer may not come in 30 days or 60 days. It may come in 6 months. It may come in an evolving of a process, you know, and me asking God some things about the future. You know, he told me to go back to school and get my master's degree, you know, and once I complete that, more of the vision will be revealed at that time. So sometimes you gotta pray, you gotta see what, and I will say this, once you pray, start from there and don't be afraid of changing. The journey is not the same as what it was back in 2013. I have grown, I have done different things to try to engage in a different way, but you have to pray. You have to seek God. You have to write it down. You have to go back and say, okay, God, you told me to do this. I'm going to start with this. You may fail. You know, one of my favorite of the whole Crazy Faith series was, I believe it was sermon number 3, Maybe Faith. Maybe it's God and maybe it's not, but it's not going to hurt to at least try. And so I've had several experiences of maybe faith. I've also had several experiences of wavy faith when I've got out on the water and it was shaking, but I see Jesus somewhere in the vicinity, you know, and I said, let me get out here and see. So again, that's part of faith. It may be maybe, it may be wavy, you know, but you got to pray. You got to try. You can't be afraid of failing. And then you gotta enjoy the journey, because the thing about it is Jesus is walking with you in this whole thing.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yeah. And you know what? One of the things that one of the scriptures my husband and I have been really leaning into this year is that one where it talks about whatever you put your hands to do will prosper.
Yes. Right?
Because a lot of times we're so concerned, you know, we're in that maybe it's God phase, and mm-hmm. and we're not really sure. And so by leaning on that scripture, whatever you put your hands to do will prosper, even if it doesn't look like what you expect it to look like, it's gonna be for your good. It's gonna prosper anyway. Maybe it's gonna teach you something that you need to learn in order to, you know, for later on down the journey, right? Yes. And so everything we do, whether it looks like what you want it to look like or not, it will prosper. It will be for your good. And so I love that. It's part of the journey. It's part Absolutely. Of that process that you were talking about.
Yeah.
So I love that. What resource do you recommend to people most often?
The Bible. No.
I think I actually, you know what, before I even asked, like literally, I literally heard you say the Bible.
Look, I'm not lying. And anybody that really knows me, listen, every morning I wake up, this is true. I'm not even lying to you. Every morning I wake up, I'm watching a sermon. I'm playing music. I'm doing those things because that's, and fine, what you do. Some people pray, they like to meditate, they like to, you know, do whatever, you know. Look, I'm from Orange County. I'm all about 90s and 2000s R&B. So if you get me in a mood, my Pandora is gonna be on 90s R&B, you know, it's whatever, you know, it's what you need to do. But the Bible, and I have on my ministry page, I believe that, I forgot the exact quote, but it's to the extent of every answer that you really want is in the Word of God, is in the Bible. I'm huge on the Bible. It is the living word. And if you say you believe in Jesus, because he said, I am the Word made flesh, how can you not want to read the Bible? How can you not want to consume everything that is of Jesus? You know, and so when I, you know, some people don't read the Bible, that's fine. But you know what? I can give you a Psalm. I can give you a proverb. I can give you something. You can take it as whatever. But for me, that is the greatest resource. Yes. It is the, you got it. What's the second best resource? Because that is, the Bible is the greatest resource. Because from that, you get all your other books. You get all your 10-step Bible study programs. I could tell you this. The reason why I know the Bible so much, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't sit up here and read the Bible every single day. You know, I may watch a sermon or something like that. But when I first got saved in 2000, I'm telling you, number one, I was a broke college student. So the only channels I had was PBS and probably a news station. So by the way, they did play reruns of Star Trek on PBS. And the Antiques Roadshow. So if I wasn't watching the Antiques Roadshow, a Star Trek, a PBS NewsHour, I had no choice but to read the Bible and do my schoolwork. I consumed so, and this was the old days of, you know, getting on the church bus, going to MegaFest, you know, with T.D. Jakes, and going down to Tampa to Juanita Bonham No More Sheets Conference season. I consumed the Bible. I was like, oh my God, you know. And when you have that word in you, everybody's like, God, I want to know what I want to do with my life. You know, Holy Spirit, lead me. You got to have that word. You got to have the logo. Okay. If you're trying to get the revelatory rhema word. So consume the Bible. Start somewhere. Start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Learn about Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, if you're confused, like, is he the only way? Just read. Start in Matthew. Look at the genealogy that goes that where he came from. So a lot of things are in the Bible. It is the absolute number one resource I can recommend to anyone. Even if you're not saved, it's full of wisdom, if anything.
Yeah, the book of Proverbs, right?
Yeah.
That's all wisdom. That's all wisdom right there.
Bible's so good. It's so juicy. It is. Y'all want tea from Shade Room. Y'all want tea from TMZ. Listen, go read Solomon. Go read how they did Jesus. Go read the Old Testament, you know, get your foot chopped off, things of that nature. I mean, it's exciting. It's a great book. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the world's first soap opera. Right? It's drama. There's some serious drama in there.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Of humor too. I love when Jesus goes off on people, like throwing tables, saying, if you say I'm a king, I'm a king. You know, I mean, it's great. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh my gosh. I have so enjoyed our chat today. Before we get ready to close out, I always like to ask my guests to share their favorite quote or their favorite motto or their favorite Bible verse. What do you want to share with the audience before we go?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
I mean, I can. I mean, it's hard, it's difficult, but we don't have it within our human selves to even do life every day. We don't, I don't know how it's done without him, because I need him. If I didn't, I would be probably cussing and carrying and all kind of craziness. But that's the one word. I mean, when you're feeling like you can't do it, you gotta say God and read that scripture in different translations. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My strength comes from him who strengthens me. That would be my suggestion to you. Is, you know, you're in kingdom purpose group, you know, find your, if you keep doing it in your own strength and wondering why you're hitting the brick wall, maybe do it in his strength. Maybe say, God, clearly I don't know what I'm doing, which very well could be the case. help me submit to his will, to his authority, and to his word. And I'm just telling you from my own experience, I'm probably the most hard-headed person you ever had a podcast with, to be perfectly honest. And it takes a lot for me, because I'm like Thomas, you know, the doubting disciple. I don't see Jesus here. If I can't put my hand in his side myself, I don't care if all 11 of y'all and all them ladies seen him. I ain't seen him. That's me, you know. So I have to see and feel and know a lot of things, but faith is a lot about not what you see, but what you believe. So trust in him. Have strength in him. That's all I could recommend. It's real out there, so to be careful. You got.
Oh my gosh. This has been so, so good.
I could talk for hours with you, Tresetta. This is great.
We do. Look, how many times have we been having a quick conversation?
Child.
And I'm doing, for those of you who are, I record this live inside the Kingdom Purpose Pursuers Facebook group. And so they can see the video, but I'm sitting here with the air quotes going, like, the quick conversation, because there's no such thing when good friends and sisters in Christ really have a good chat. Well, before we sign off, tell people how they can connect with you. Where can we find you?
Y'all can connect with me. I'm sorry, are you still there?
Yes.
Battery just said low battery. I don't know why I had it fully charged, but connect with me on Facebook. You can find me at The Journey, a Women's Fellowship. On the Facebook page, you can put that into the search engine. I'm on there primarily through Facebook. You can find me, my personal page is LaQuisha Persak. Have very cute picture up there. Definitely looking cuter than I am right now on my profile pic. But there, my events are posted there. You can kind of check out everything from there, learn a little bit about my ministry. I'm open to come speak to your women's group, Bible study, community service organization, whatever you guys are doing out there. I want to support you guys. And you're going to get a real speaker. I come with a disclaimer. I like to laugh. I like to have fun. So I'm just going to keep it real. And hopefully that's what you guys want to see. But yeah, connect with me. I would love to connect with you guys.
Awesome. Thank you again, LaQuisha, for being on the show today. And like I always close out and tell you all, you got this. And you know what else? God has you. I love you and I appreciate you. And I will see you all next time.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would help me get the message of purpose and prosperity out to as many believers as possible. You can do this by sharing the podcast with another purpose pursuer or by leaving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until the next episode, Kingdom blessings.